Welcome to another episode with L'Enfant Yvon. Let's debunk the myths about suffering and pain. So, before we do that, since there is a trend within many out there, that pain, actual physical pain, is the same as mental pain, which unfortunately and factually, as much as evidentially, is not true. And to give you the insight why it's not true, without adding any complexity or requesting you to study anything, even though this study even would be crap and filled with nonsense within your skull. Why would you do that anyway? Just explore it through your own experience. So if by accident while cooking you cut into your finger and, well, there is blood and there is a cut, that is actual physical pain, as an example. And I don't mean this in a self-harming way or anything, just by accident, to give the disclaimer in such a noisy and confused society out there. Good. So now that it's clear that we're speaking about daily common things that could happen, they don't have to, they can. This is true pain. This is actual pain, this is physical pain. You cannot ignore it in a sense, it's not there. With some discipline, you can ease the suffering from it, right? Without adding any mental on top exaggeration. It's just a cut in the finger. It does hurt. The body will have to immediately do what it does out of intelligence, because our oversight, and that's how this accident happened, obviously. Otherwise, I mean, you don't come to the idea to that, right? Usually. I mean, why would you? So, without diminishing anything or anyone, but just in a, let's say, common sense, spoken expression. So, now that this is clear, and that you can ease the suffering without adding the mental part to that, but just having the actual suffering from the pain, which is true pain, let us look at anything else that is also thrown under the umbrella of pain and suffering. And why it is not true, no evidential or factually of any meaning, quite the contrary. And why it is a masquerade with the unfortunate result of many, meanwhile, differentiated mental issues. Now, I'm not saying by that those mental issues are not applying or happening within many out there. They are. But once one understands the mind, and when it turns against one, and the neuroplasticity of the brain, which is possible to transform, which is possible to come back to one's natural state without that over-educated and misled and mistreated part which is described as the mind, then you can just dissolve all sufferings instantly and immediately within the now. there is no other approach, there is no other way, there is no journey or anything. It's just immediate transformation of traumas. Now, I speak the word and use it, traumas, not because I believe in it. I don't believe. Because the mind is using belief as a tool, which is a marginalizing and limiting way of perceiving only what fits to one's imagination. And even though I do exercise in art, I do not imagine as well. At least not in that form of imagination. What I do is I draw on big canvas in my head, using the entirety of the brain, at least to such extent in that moment possible where I can expand to. But obviously, it is absolutely mindless, effortless, without mind, when I do so. As a matter of fact, when mind kicks in, I become incapable, almost paralyzed, stupefied, and dull. Now, I'm not saying you are so. I'm just speaking the experience that is so. And whatever is not within the experienced must be wrong, false, or a lie, or whatever word you want to intellectually play with, which is just utter nonsense and a waste of time, so please don't try around the speaker, just out of, have a bit of mercy and respect to not burn what is the only worth I have, which is life in the now. You're free to do so. Please go on and waste as much time you can. If that's what you want to, then it's not wrong. It's just okay. So coming back to that mind and its tool. So how does it function? I'm sitting here by the Atlantic, watching these beautiful waves coming by, the sand, half warm, there is a wind, the water is icy cold, but somewhat it's warm out here, there is the sun, but clouded, there are people walking by, some with shoes, some barefoot, some well dressed, some just sporty, casual, almost in their pyjamas. There are kids, there are parents, all kinds and sorts of people. Even little scorpions. Hi there. But they're not harming. So, this is describing you the scenery without the use of imagination, nor the use of any interpretation or limitations. All I shared was what is actually experienced within the now. Now, since you know how the sea looks like, might it be from actual experience or from pictures, hopefully true pictures, you could imagine what I described, which is imagination as well. But it is not a troubled one. The trouble begins when you start adding your mind to it. I think now you start to get what I'm trying to express. So the mind would be like, oh, I would love to be there too. I hate my life. Oh, I'm in this little apartment like a rat. I can feel the difference. So this comes because obviously, suddenly you're facing truth. And this is in disharmony with what would just be genuinely, for most, a beautiful way to be. And then the imagination will add on. What did it mean with these people? Dressing this, dressing that. Is he actually judging it? Is he actually saying this? Is he actually... And that's all mind. It is mind turning against you, trying to insult me, while projecting these faults that come uncontrolled by you, because you let them happen. Now, if you try to engage with them, might it be to stop it? You will fail. If you engage with them fueling it, you will fail too. Now you'll be like, yeah, but okay, how do I end this turmoil? It's by understanding that it is so. All you need for that is watchfulness. It's your entire brain functioning together, a brain that is capable of connecting the dots. And the brain has many functionalities besides that little part of it, which is mind. There is way too much emphasis put to that little part in the brain called mind. Especially since we know all it does is, out of absence of truth and the now. Mind cannot function within the moment. It can only disturb the moment. Because mind, as I just described before, that's why the entire analogy, and as well, all these details and contexts, at least if you listen till that part without getting off, because it's too complicated, because I don't get it, because your mind is in your way. Can you follow? Now you can. So, mind is only there to disturb you, because mind needs images from the past or from the future. But it can't be now. It will never be now. That's not what it's made for. One has to understand that. But you're also free to not. But then don't ask for truth, don't ask for nirvana, don't ask for enlightenment, don't ask for realization, don't ask for the divine, because this is the path to confusion. Because of its journeys. But once you can end all of these journeys happening crazily, without your being capable to put an immediate radical end to it, while just dissolving it through understanding, that's all it takes. It's as simple as that, actually. Suddenly, you are free. Suddenly, you are here. Suddenly, that's where the divine is one with you. But not as a person, not as a thing. No one is ever capable to describe that. Not even me, who just understands it and who has the access. But if you ask me what it is, perhaps calling it a force, calling it something beyond any of my little hallucinating self possibilities. That's perhaps the closest to describe it. Now what it does is something I can express within the experience to just sensibly sense what is going on. It is a serene feeling, absolutely calming and peaceful. There is no fear, no constraints. There is not even meaning to anything that is happening around me. It's just things happening. They have nothing to do with me or without me. it's not one or it's not divided. It's just nothing. It's like being high without any substance, without anything. It's absolute life that runs through one. In that very moment, where there's no tomorrow, no yesterday, no meaning, no point. Just what is actually going on. It's almost even ironical, funny. Something which can make you smile. Not in the sense of happiness or enforced betterment or positivity or all of that rubbish nonsense. Just genuine satisfaction. And there is not even any compulsion or impulse to anything. It's just watching and watchfulness and presence. That is how simple suffering or any kind of pain, as we differentiate it from the physical actual truth about the possible pain and suffering, is no more, does not exist, nor has any point. And this is how every of your mental issues that you might be suggested with, or you might be submitted to almost, just go away. Now, speaking so, I'm very aware that many of you will not get it. I'm also very aware you will now say this is judgmental. But it isn't. It is just an accumulation of experiences that over already 30 years never changed, which shows that people don't change, not because they can't, it's because they don't want to. They call out for that. They cry for it. They make a lot of noise about that. But actually doing so is just given to a very few. That courage is something of the divine, of the other, something that self will never be capable to suggest or to serve you, because the very self is the problem that does not let you move on and go beyond. I leave you with that. You can either ponder in it, but this might be an issue because it means your mental will go back to the mind turning against you. Therefore, perhaps you shall not ponder. Perhaps you can just listen to it again and again and again. And every time the door opens up more, wider, moving you from the mindset into the mind opening. And once the gate is open from the mind, that's where you can just walk out and leave mind behind and actually access and tap into the entirety and possibility of your brain starting to function as you were considered for when you were born. Unfortunately, those who can't have put a dark spell on you. Therefore, abracadabra, get it off. Please leave this podcast a 5-star rating. Follow, subscribe, share it. That's how you can actually show that you have any sense of love. Unconditionally. I did my part. And I don't care if you do yours. But if you don't, at least I know that that's not what you are, nor what you do. That's how easy it is. That's the beauty about truth. It just is what it is. Au revoir. To the next one.